The death toll in the wake of Hurricane Matthew in Haiti has risen to an estimated 1,000 people, and the country is now in a national state of mourning. Tens of thousands of homes have been destroyed, and humanitarian workers say the need for humanitarian assistance is urgent. In addition to property loss, crops have been destroyed, compounding food shortages and renewed fears of cholera. With lingering frustrations of how outside aid was distributed after the earthquake 10 years ago, Haitians are taking some recovery matters into their own hands now. MJ Fievre is a Haitian-born writer and educator and author of A Sky, The Color of Chaos, a memoir. She's been in touch with friends and family in Haiti who were affected by this hurricane.
Well, we do have some hope now because at first communication was very, very difficult. We had tens of thousands of people stranded because there was no way to get in touch with the small towns and the fishing villages in the south section of the country. It wasn't until Thursday that communication was reestablished. And by Friday, helicopters were starting to reach areas that were in dire need of help.
Now, so much of this, though, happens, of course, in the backdrop of the earthquake. And I wonder how Haitians that you're talking to and that you're hearing about feel about the way aid is being distributed, if they have a lot of trust in the system right now.
Well, a lot of people are afraid that it's going to be a repeat of the post-earthquake situation. Back in 2010, there was no government control as far as aid was involved. International aid organizations were helping, yes, but it was difficult to see exactly what was being done. And in the end, there were no tangible results. So people are afraid that a lot of organizations are going to say that they're helping, but in fact, the population is not really seeing the help. So although now we only have an interim government because the elections were supposed to take place on Sunday, October 9th, and of course that didn't happen because of the hurricane, the interim president did say that they would make sure that they can control what's going on in terms of aid. Of course, this is a very tricky situation because very soon they will have to hold the elections, so we will have new people with new ideas. And for international aid organizations, striking a balance between working with the government and delivering life-saving assistance very fast is not always easy.
Is there a lingering effect, MJ Fievre, of the scandal that arose from the cholera outbreak in the last disaster? Of course, it was eventually evident that UN troops had helped to spread cholera unintentionally, that they were the source of the outbreak. There was a lot of distrust after that of international organizations, including the UN. Is that still affecting the attitude that people have toward aid and aid workers?
Yes, absolutely. 9,000 people died in 5 years of cholera, and there were hundreds of thousands more infected. And although the UN did finally apologize for the disease, there was no responsibility for reparations. So people are very reluctant in terms of trusting foreign organizations. And now, all the efforts that were made to combat cholera, all those structures have been destroyed by the hurricane. So we've had many cases of tainted water supplies. On Saturday, people were reporting a lot of deaths related to cholera, 6 in a place called Randall, 7 in Anse-des-No, 17 in Chaudronnier, and they were reporting at least 62 people infected.
So that's to say cholera is now a returning problem after the hurricane. Yes. It's still lingering.
Yes, exactly. It's still there. And it's a very unfortunate reminder of all the mistakes that were made after the earthquake.
MJ Fievre is a Haitian-born writer and educator, author of A Sky, The Color of Chaos, a memoir. MJ Fievre, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.